Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Monday, May the 18th, just as we have been talking about and reflecting on resurrection for the Easter season for a few weeks. We've had the last Sunday of the Easter season. We have just a few weekdays left that will lead us into next Sunday, the Feast of Pentecost, when we remember the Holy Spirit coming to the early church. So let's start thinking and reflecting on the Holy Spirit as well for a few weeks. But I don't want to just jump into what we often do, including as preachers and teachers, jumping into gifts and power and things that are super special, if you will. Instead, I want to make sure that we take a few moments and a few days to stop and name and claim and put words to what this is grounded in. We often assume it, but we don't always stop to say it. Resurrection, Jesus' resurrection, Easter season leads to Pentecost because they're joined together. The first thing is not about gifts or power. The first thing is believing that Jesus came, died for us, rose from the dead, offers us love and forgiveness, new life, and a share in his resurrection. I know that sounds like Sunday School 101, but we have to remember that is the starting point. That means that our first, well, not just our first task, but our first desire, there's a big difference there. Not just our first task, but our first desire should be to understand and receive and feel, if you wish, Jesus' love and Jesus' forgiveness for us first, so that we can become more like him and become more loving and more forgiving. When we talk about acquiring the Holy Spirit or praying for the Holy Spirit, that should be our first desire, to know and feel and understand in our bones, if you want, our bones, our heart, however we want to think about it, to know and receive and understand and feel Jesus' love and Jesus' forgiveness. And we want to not just receive that, but become more like that. That's the Holy Spirit's first action inside of us. It can happen all sorts of different ways, on all sorts of different timetables. So I don't just want to describe one experience, because it might be perfect, a perfect description for one person and be totally different from another. But let's think of it like this. First, just believing that Jesus is who he said that he is. Believing that he loves us, that he forgives us, receiving that love and that forgiveness, and wanting and desiring to become more loving and more forgiving like him. That is the first action of the Holy Spirit inside of us. It might be quiet, it might be hidden, it might have nothing to do with anything that seems super special, much less better than anyone else. So let's just take a day or two and give thanks for Jesus' resurrection and claim and accept and try and live into Jesus' love and forgiveness with the idea that the Holy Spirit working in us first helps us to become more loving and more forgiving before the Holy Spirit decides to give us anything else to do or to carry. Jesus' love, Jesus' forgiveness, becoming more like him, that's the first thing on the list when it comes to the Holy Spirit. Let's start with that. We'll get to other things later, both this week and in the coming weeks. Have a wonderful night. God bless.